How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm here with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and I'm glad that you're here with us too. You can always tune in on your local affiliate. You can stay locked in on the free Odyssey app. And you can always hit rewind on the Odyssey app too. You miss a minute of the show? You want to hear us from the beginning? You want to go back to a particular spot or a moment? That's what you can do on the Odyssey app. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. Shout outs to all my folks just traveling state lines and interstates and highways and byways and freeways. Much love to you, and I hope you're safe and I hope you're well. It's simple. I'm going to be here for two more hours, and I'm going to have me a damn good time. I hope you can hang out too. We opened up the show talking about the Boston Celtics and their victory tonight over the Atlanta Hawks, the final score there, 126-101. We got a couple of basketball games still on here in the NBA. The Phoenix Suns, they're trying to maintain a lead over the Golden State Warriors, 105-97. They're currently in the fourth quarter. And then the Nuggets, without Nikola Jokic, who is in, I don't know what they call it now. But Shep, what do they call it? They don't use the word COVID anymore. What do they call it now?
Health and safety protocol.
Oh, health and safety protocol.
Yes, sir.
Jokic ain't playing because of what Shep just said. You can draw your own conclusions there. And without him, the Nuggets are still beating the Knicks 93-86. They got about 9 minutes left in that game as well. We talked about the Brooklyn Nets. It's been reported that Kyrie Irving might make his return as soon as Sunday, this Sunday, against the Memphis Grizzlies. Kevin Durant had no issues with talking to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports about the current state of the team, basically saying, like, look, yeah, Ben Simmons has to perform better, and, you know, the team expects, or the team's expected to win because I'm on it. And, yeah, whatever. The Brooklyn Nets are a train wreck, and they've crashed a few times, but they're going to derail quite a few times before they just reset. We talked about the Kings potentially making the playoffs. Why? Because Shaquille O'Neal thinks they will. I don't know. You know, they ain't winning nothing. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2006. We talked about Buck Showalter winning National League Manager of the Year despite the New York Mets faltering at the end of the season. We talked about Justin Verlander. Alcantara, he won the Cy Young for the Marlins in the National League. Verlander, even after his Tommy John, he came back at 39 and won the award, his third. And then right before the break, we talked about Odell Beckham Jr. and looked at some of the places where he might land that probably be best for him. He's going to be cleared to play football, I believe, within the next week. And over the next 2 weeks, we should find out where he wants to play. He spoke to Complex Sports, and he named some teams that have already reached out. The Buffalo Bills, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers. If you asked me, I go to Buffalo. I go to Green Bay after that. I look at the Cowboys, and then I look at the Giants, because I think out of the teams that I just mentioned, they got the worst quarterback out of the four in Daniel Jones. Not to say that he's trash, because he's not. He's good, but I don't know if even adding Odell is going to, you know, put Daniel Jones, you know, over the top. And there's some other teams. We've had some callers mention some legitimate threats. You know, would the 49ers make sense? Or, you know, don't they have enough talent already? You know, we had a caller mention the Dolphins teaming up with Waddle and also Tyreek Hill. I'm going to take a couple of your calls here, some individuals that have been waiting very patiently. And then, as I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to give you a top six list. And tonight, we're going to take a look at some individuals who are overpaid. We're going to take a look at some terrible contracts in the world of sports. But before we do that, let's talk to Jason from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, JR. I love the show. I've been listening to you for a while. Always wanted to be on the show. Want to get right into it. If I'm not being biased, I think his best option at another championship would be with the Buffalo Bills, take some of the pressure off of Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, work in as like a flex wide receiver. With a biased opinion, I want to go with the Chargers just because I think he'd work well with Justin Herbert, especially with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams out right now. I know they're coming back, but you know, the Chargers need another wide receiver. Pretty much, no disrespect to Uber drivers, but they're pretty much working with Uber drivers right now.
Ouch.
With their wide receiver core. But yeah, they can definitely use him. But yeah, if you want the championship, definitely probably with the Buffalo Bills right now. Take some of that pressure off of Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason, for calling from San Diego. Look, if you're an Uber driver at night and you can daylight as an NFL wide receiver, then God bless you. You are absolutely awesome. Brent is here from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, first time caller, love the show. I wanted to have your back. The caller earlier saying, putting words in your mouth that you were already crowning the Celtics champs, and he said they're the best. You said they're the best thing since sliced bread. Didn't the Celtics bring the bread to the table? Like, didn't they slice the bread first?
Yeah, well, Brent, we don't need to respond to, you know, idiots, you know, so.
I feel you on that, but, like, I was so offended that I was the first-time caller to have your back on that.
Well, I appreciate that. You people, every now and then, somebody says something crazy, so that's why it's just like, Why do I even want to engage, you know?
Oh, it offended me so much I said on hold for 20 minutes.
I appreciate that, Brent. Well, what do you think about Odell?
I feel like he would be best served to go to Buffalo, but he has also said he doesn't want to play in a cold weather city, so I feel like he's going to end up in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's a good portion of everybody. He's going to have to play out in the cold, whether it's the playoffs or – but
exactly.
I get it. I understand, man. And he hasn't, if we think about Green Bay, he hasn't, as a member of the New York Giants, he hasn't had great experiences up there. But, you know, might be a different situation on the other side, you know?
Yeah, and also, what would that say about his legacy if he goes to, like, Green Bay and turns their season around?
You know, what the rest of his career will look like is It's very open-ended because his career has always been – it's already been interesting. He starts with the Giants and the catch and his behavior, and then he goes to Cleveland and its behavior, and he goes to Los Angeles and he gets hurt and then he still wins a Super Bowl, and he's 30 years old, and it's like, what now, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Green Bay, but I feel like there's less distraction. There's less tail for him to chase.
Uh-oh.
When he's supposed to be in practice, than there would be in, like, Dallas or Miami.
Okay. So you think Odell Beckham Jr. is just running around getting ass. That's good, though. We want people to be comfortable on air. Not that comfortable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm about to be comfortable because it's time for a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning. You know, last night we had a discussion about just disappointing quarterbacks. And then we talked about cryptocurrency. But tonight it's not about the funny money. It's about real money. And we're going to go from disappointments in the quarterback position to just some of the worst active contracts in the world of sports. It's time for a new top six list. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, a new top six list, the worst active contracts in sports. Let's not waste time. Where are we starting at?
Number six.
We got to go right out to Los Angeles. We have to look at a gentleman who is from Los Angeles, who is playing in front of his home crowd, making $47 million. The city doesn't want him. He no longer wants to play at home. And the team, a disaster. I'm talking about Russell Westbrook and the $47 million that he is making this year. The only good thing about it, it's an expiring contract. This is the same dude. He signed a 5-year, $206 million contract when he was with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And now we're at the back end of that deal, and he's making $47 million. Yeah, he played in Washington. He played in Houston. And now he's with the Lakers, and they're a disaster. He's not efficient, never has been efficient. Triple-doubles aren't saving his ass. And it's just an ill fit. And even last year, when he was asked, you know, what does he need to do differently to help out the team? And Russell Westbrook ain't know.
Now you guys are actually the 11th seed. So you're out of the playing game. What changes going forward?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
And why is that?
Because it doesn't. What does it change? We still got games to play. Other teams still got games to play. We still got to play teams that's above us in the play-in. Don't really change much. What do you think should change?
Winning.
Okay, that's obvious. What do you think should change?
Winning. Winning games, playing hard. Mm-hmm. If you ask a question, I give you an answer.
That's fine. You got to answer the winning?
Aye.
You have to answer the winning?
I'm not out there playing. You give me the answer, what you think should
change. Exactly.
So, well,
I don't have to answer.
You
know, exactly.
If you don't have it, you out there, I can't have it either.
You ask me, think I have an answer. You don't have it either.
Well, but I don't play, Russell. I want to get the information from you, so that
I'm only one person, champ.
Right.
It's a team game, right. So I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I may have it.
I don't have it.
It's all good.
But I'm asking the pros who know the game, play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think you can do to make it your part, yeah. Their part, everybody's part. Sure. That's what I'm asking.
No, I really have. Okay. I respect that.
Okay.
You got that?
So combative. I can understand why a lot of people don't like him. He's a great guy. You'd be surprised. He's a great guy. But when dealing with the media, he's a jerk. Worst active contracts, Russell Westbrook at number six. What's next?
Number five.
We still got time on this one. But why do I feel like it might be an exercise in futility? This man just signed a 3-year, $150 million deal, and he needed to go to the forest and drink some funny water to figure out whether or not he wanted to play or not. It's the soon-to-be 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Yes, the Packers are 4-6. Yes, I also believe that the Green Bay Packers are primed for a good spot or good position to go on a run right now. But before we got there, Aaron Rodgers was already complaining and whining, not showing up to work, figuring out whether or not he wanted to play until they said, okay, thank you, please. Here's 50 mil. Do you remember it was only a couple of weeks ago where this man was just throwing jabs at the wide receivers? Listen.
getting close to that time where it's going to count. And I need guys out there I can trust. A lot of mental errors, a lot of pre-snap penalties. So kind of in the theme of camp, simple plays, we're messing up. So it's good to do it against another team. I like the energy from the first unit, but a lot of mental mistakes. Keep dropping the ball, you're not going to be out there. So it's going to be the most reliable guys that are out there. The preparation and the job responsibility is most important. There's a standard we're going to hold our guys to, and I know the coaches are holding them to that standard as well.
I need one of the young wide receivers to throw him under the bus if he screws up in the playoffs. That's if they get there. Aaron Rodgers, are you confident that paying him $150 million now at this point is going to work out? Maybe it will. I'm not saying that it won't. He's still one of the greatest ever, but he's also one of the biggest pains in the ass. Worst active contracts? This one could be. Aaron Rodgers at number 5. What do we got next?
Number 4.
Oh, this one is definitely starting off on the wrong foot. I'm going out to Denver, Colorado. I'm looking at the quarterback who has been guaranteed $165 million. On a 5-year deal that could be worth up to $245. It's Russell Wilson. How is this guy going to age? How's the offense going to bounce back? What the hell is the coach going to do, and who's the coach going to be? They got the worst offense in the NFL right now at 15 points per game, and Russell Wilson's contract looks pretty ridiculous right now. $24 million this year, $27 after that. His contract will take him until 2028. Damn. Russell Wilson's contract looks like hot crap now. But now that I said that, watch him win a Super Bowl in a few years. Or maybe not. Russell Wilson, always the man of optimism. He did sound okay after that last loss.
Definitely frustrating, to... I feel like we could have won that game, and just, so many, we had some good moments. We had some not so good moments. We were battling. It's been tough, but we're not going to give up. That's for sure. And we know that as tough as it's been, as good as we should be, and even though we've lost a lot of great players this season, really, the reality is that we still have opportunity to answer these moments. And, I'm going to do everything I can to find a way to answer those moments coming forward. We still got games left. We still have moments where we can be better, and the next thing we can do is just focus on the next moment.
I'd say somebody give him a hug, but he can wipe his tears with his money. Russell Wilson, number 4. What comes after 4?
Number 3.
Oh, damn it, this guy ain't even playing. This guy just got a new contract. This guy just practiced for the first time today. It's Deshaun Watson. A 5-year deal. $230 million. Every cent of it is guaranteed. The first of its kind in the NFL. Yeah. This might work out. It might. He might help the Cleveland Browns. It won't be this year. But I gotta tell you, this contract is always going to be an embarrassment. I don't give a damn whether the Browns sink or swim with Deshaun Watson. The reasons? We know the reasons. Go ask everybody that sued him over sexual misconduct. It seems like about 30-plus women over the past year. Some true, some not. You put yourself in that position. Terrible. I mean, the last time he spoke to the media a couple of months ago, nobody asked him about football. Listen to this.
Still maintain complete innocence, never did anything wrong to disrespect anyone. And you've settled the suits and agreed to this punishment more to move on with your career, with your life, and that kind of thing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm moving on with my career, with my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence just because... settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
Yeah, he initially said he wasn't going to settle anything. I guess legal advice helps, doesn't it? You thinking about the worst contracts active in sports right now? Deshaun Watson at number three. Who do we have at this number?
Number two.
Hey, this is another guy who isn't playing. And thank God it's not because of legal issues or problems. It's because of injuries. I feel like I haven't seen this guy play consistently since he was, I don't know, on the San Antonio Spurs. And even that, he was hurt on the way out. It's Kawhi Leonard. What a disaster, man. Didn't play last year with the ACL. Now has stiffness in his knee. Has only played two games this season. I mean, the year before that, he only played about 50 games. The year before that, he only played 50 games. And Kawhi Leonard is one of the best basketball players ever. He's in the top 75, is one of the greatest two-way players, a two-time finals MVP, helped deliver a championship out to Toronto, did the same thing in San Antonio and defending LeBron James. But Kawhi Leonard, while he was injured last year, recovering from injury, newly, freshly injured, Steve Ballmer said, "I'm one of the richest human beings on earth." Here's a four-year, $176 million contract, Kawhi. He's making $42 million this year to sit on the bench and look like a robot. Paul Pierce was on Showtime last week, and this is what he had to say about Kawhi.
We don't hold Kawhi accountable enough because him being at the status that he is, we mention him in the same breath of LeBron, KD, when he's at his best. But then how we talk about Anthony Davis not being available. We don't put Kawhi in that group because think about his last 4 or 5 years. He's missed about two seasons, always out, ain't really put a lot of games together, but we never talk about that. So I don't know if it's the way he's injured or the way Anthony Davis is injured because, you know, he goes up and maybe it's a leg or a finger.
You think those two have a parity? You think those are parallel?
Well, I truly believe that something's truly not right long-term with Kawhi. But, you know, who knows? Because a lot of stuff is under the table.
I don't think he and Anthony Davis are compatible.
Well, we don't say nothing about him always being in street clothes. You know what I'm saying? How much of Kawhi have we seen? We love watching Kawhi. At his peak, he's one of the best in the league.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're saying. He's at the best.
Yeah, so it's like, we want to catch him on the court with this Clipper team.
Yeah, here's the difference. Anthony Davis and his injuries tend to be little knickknacks. I'm jumping in the air, I'm flying, I can't control myself. Kawhi Leonard, yeah, there's certainly issues that you can look at and say, oh, well, does he want to play? You can look at his tenure with the Spurs. They said he was ready to go. He says, my doctors say, I'm not. But this man tore his ACL. He had a quad injury before that. And so, yes, he's been injured, but it's kind of been the same debilitating injury to his leg all the way through. It's not, hey, Anthony Davis is out there, and now he's always on the floor. The other thing is, Kawhi Leonard, when we've seen him, this man has played hard on both sides of the ball. Anthony Davis sometimes is just out there to exist, and people can certainly desire more. But unfortunately for Kawhi Leonard, 4-year deal, $176 million. Steve Ballmer might have to eat that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you number one. Which professional athlete has the worst active contract in sports? I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot, and I love your show and everything that you do. So just want to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Wow, Texas beat Gonzaga 93-74. Wow. The punch in the mouth for the Zags. Anyway, we're talking about a different punch in the mouth. A financial punch in the mouth. Not being able to live up to your billing is a punch in the mouth. I'm giving you a top six list of the worst active contracts in sports. I'm about to share with you number one. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Russell Westbrook. Thank God his contract is expiring. At number five, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Just started a three-year, $150 million contract. Is this going to be a disaster? Is this going to be the last ditch for a Super Bowl? Or is it going to be a headache? Regardless of whether it's successful or failure, it's going to be a headache. At number four, Russell Wilson. What a disastrous start things have taken, or a turn it's taken already in Denver. And number three, this man isn't even playing, but the contract is always going to stand out to folks. It's Deshaun Watson, the only man running around with a fully guaranteed deal ever in NFL history, $230 million coming off of a suspension. And number two, I gave you Kawhi Leonard. 50 games here, 50 games there, torn ACL here, doesn't play a whole year, comes back, now he has knee stiffness, and they gave him a four-year, $180 million deal right after he tore his ACL. Like he was going to come back, and he didn't even play. And he's not playing right now. I don't know when we'll see Kawhi play. I hope he comes back, and when he comes back, what is he going to do? But I know Steve Ballmer, he has $176 million just. Hey, Shep, where do you think Steve Ballmer keeps $176 million? Where does he have that?
Oh, man, I would hope a bank for his sake.
Oh, Steve Ballmer. Which bank?
Deutsche, Bank of America, People's United.
Probably has that in cash under the bed.
Well, I hope he does other things with his bed. That's just me.
No, well, he got, what is he, $96 billion worth, Steve Ballmer?
Is it? He's got to be, what, the second richest owner in sports?
No, I think he is the richest one.
Okay, because I would think it's your favorite ownership group, obviously the Walmart people.
Oh, the Waltons.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. It's Steve Ballmer as of, I don't know, right now. $80 billion. Let's see what the Waltons are worth.
More than 80. I know that.
Yeah, hundreds. Yeah. $212 billion the family's worth.
The Waltons are the new Rockefellers.
Yeah, that's why Russell Wilson can get a, $245 million deal. And they're just like, yeah, Russell, just here. Yeah, sure, fine. Anyway, it's time to give you another contract. It's time to give you the worst active contract in sports. This guy takes the cake. He is numero uno. He is
number one.
We got to go to DC. We got to look at a pitcher. Steven Strasburg. This man won the MVP for the World Series in 2019. He was able to take that MVP award in the postseason, in the World Series, and convert it into a seven-year, $245 million contract. That is 35 per. Since the World Series, he has only made seven starts. He has an ERA close to six, and unfortunately, these are some of the worst injuries that a pitcher can ever deal with. numbness in your hands and your arms, carpal tunnel, a stress reaction in his ribs, thoracic outlet syndrome. Steven Strasburg had to have muscles removed from his ribs and his neck just so he can regain feeling in his hands. Like, damn, that's a way to go. At least he's getting $35 million, right? But who wants to deal with all of this? This is a guy who went to 3 All-Star games. This is a man who was the strikeout leader. This is a guy who already at a young age had 113 victories. And then after that World Series, man, he always had these little rinky-dink injuries, but it's taken a turn for the worst. He hasn't been able to play at all. It's been disastrous. Here's Steven Strasburg, Mike Rizzo, the boss, just talking about the contract when they made it official.
The Nationals were there from the beginning. I became a father, became a husband. As a National, I've grown with this organization, and it's become home to me.
I think that his legacy is firm here. But like I always say, when you're giving out contracts of this length and this type of money, you're betting on the person more so than the player. And I'll bet on Steven Strasburg's character any day.
Yeah, too bad character doesn't count for, physical performance. He can try and try and try to come back, but damn it, if you telling me you got to take out muscles out my neck and my ribs so I could play baseball, and I'm getting 35 mil, I'm staying my ass home. Just pay me. Like Randy Moss said, straight cash. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. There are oh so many more contracts that are absolutely terrible in the world of sports. I just gave you 6. I could think of 6 more. Westbrook, Rodgers, Wilson, Watson, Leonard, Strasburg. What are some other terrible contracts in the world of sports? I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We had an opportunity at this point of the NFL season to look at some of the biggest disappointments. Unfortunately, some of those disappointments are also saddled with some of the worst contracts right now in the world of sports. And so tonight I gave you a top 6 list of the worst active contracts in sports. If you missed it, if you need a full explanation, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number 6, I gave you Russell Westbrook. At number 5, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. At number 4, I gave you Russell Wilson. At number 3, Deshaun Watson. Number 2, Kawhi Leonard. And at number 1, Steven Strasburg. Now, I'm going to hear from you. Obviously, there are more than 6. There were plenty of guys that I considered putting on the list, but I will allow you to say some of their names. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, do you know the status of LeBron James? Is he doing all right?
He should be back soon.
I hope so. God, I hope so. My pick is, and I love this guy. He's a good person. He helps charities. He's from Detroit, played for the Detroit Lions. I have to go with Matt Stafford. I just feel like he might be a one-hit wonder, and I just, you know, I think it's a contract that was, yeah, a little bit too much for somebody that, you know, he did his thing. Glad that he did it, but I think it's the wrong contract, $35 million, give or take, and I don't think he'll ever win ever again something major. Okay. What say you, my friend?
I think just what he's done already, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I believe what he's done already is enough, right? He won a Super Bowl and they rewarded him. Like, I don't know if I call that one of the worst. I know he's having one of the worst years right now. I know that he was in concussion protocol. I also know that he just returned. I'm not prepared to throw Matthew Stafford into that mix. All things considered, after winning the Super Bowl, if he was or is able to put together a decent stretch to end his career, Matthew Stafford, we were talking about him potentially going into the Hall of Fame. We had a chat with my main man, Champ Bailey, someone who is in the Hall of Fame and spent his entire career defending quarterbacks. Champ felt that he's on his way. Not with the season he just had, but I'm not prepared to bury Matthew Stafford. I know there's strong opinions about him because of what he did and did not do in Detroit. We can't take away what he did last year. All his gunslinging ways and ugly games and interceptions, he certainly did help them win a Super Bowl without a shadow of a doubt. 855-212-4CBS, some of the worst contracts in sports. Let's go to Cam. He's calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Cam?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Glad you actually brought up Matt Stafford. Got another quick question for you. Who do you think has a better Hall of Fame resume, Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan?
Oh, I think Matt Ryan is further ahead, especially having won the MVP, having played and participated for longer. I think for right now, Matt Ryan would be ahead there.
Interesting. Nice. All right, well, on to your list. I'm taking a little bit of a different approach here, and I'm glad you touched on the owners earlier because these guys are all mega billionaires, you know. So an extra 10, 20, 100 million to a guy here or there, it's a drop in the bucket to them. So these guys got to get their money, and you know that. And, yeah, there's some bad contracts, but I think from a different perspective, the worst contract, when you brought it up, Ronald Acuna Jr., first guy that popped in my head. This guy signed a 8-year, $100 million deal, and because the Braves flashed the money, and he signed early. And if he hadn't, he might be staring down the barrel of a $400 or $500 million contract right now, but they've locked him up through almost 2030, 2029, something like that. So a little different take than what you had, but wanted to bring it up.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's called a robbery, Cam, and as you said, he certainly signed a dotted line. Not necessarily what I was thinking. I was looking at contracts. I would consider that if you're the Braves, I'm thinking about bang for your buck. I'm looking at this from an ownership perspective. I'm looking at this from a fan's perspective. And Ronald Acuna Jr., unfortunately, he blew out his own knee and has had to deal with injuries. Next year should hopefully be the first full season that he is back to being healthy. But his deal is a steal. Like, he got hustled between him and Ozzie Albies. I mean, an 8-year, $100 million deal? Did Ronald Acuna know he was going to blow his whole body out? Like, that's robbery. We got top guys in baseball right now making about $35 million a season. That's like the going rate for a superstar. Aaron Judge might move past that. And here you got Ronald Acuna. He agreed to make $17 million. Man, you're about $20 million off what the market rate is for a player of your caliber. Hey, to each his own. I don't think he's going to go broke either way. 855-212-4CBS. Mo is calling from Miami.
Yeah, JR, listen. You really forgot one of the greatest players right now that really don't need a contract. And he plays for Brooklyn for some reason, Ben Simmons. And the sleeper that everybody, I don't know why they don't talk about him.
I didn't forget Ben Simmons. I didn't want to add him to the list because although
and I was going to say Zeke too.
Well, can you slow down?
Sure.
Hey Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mo, you still here? Did you hang up yet?
No, I'm here.
Well, we want to make sure that we give other people a chance. I'm trying to talk, and you're just dropping names. You got another one?
Yeah, I say Ezekiel.
Well, no, it's too late. Anyway, we didn't forget Ben Simmons. The reason why I didn't add Ben Simmons to the list is I think there's still time. I think he'll be back on the court. I think he's hard knock life right now, and people will make fun of him and say that he sucks. I didn't forget him. I just didn't put him on the list. He's on a 5-year, $177 million deal. And I think some of the guys and names that I mentioned, I think are worse. Is Ben Simmons going to go back to his all-star form? There's a chance. He could have certainly made the list. I considered him for the list. I think I actually swapped him out for Deshaun Watson. And the reason for that is it's just – it's despicable that this man has a guaranteed deal off of everything that he did or did not do. And I ain't talking about the legal terms. I know somebody's going, all of those women couldn't have been true. Oh, we don't know what happened. We don't. I know what position he put himself in. It's pretty awful what he did. Let's see how he turns around, even though there will be no turnaround this season for the Cleveland Browns. 855-212-4CBS. My main man, Marty, he knows the deal. He's going to get in here. From Westchester, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good morning, KR. Yes, you can make a legitimate case for all six players that you named on your list tonight. I'm zeroing in on Russell Wilson only because, to me, he just seems like an old 35-year-old quarterback. The Broncos are having trouble generating points all year, and they did give up a lot of draft capital to get him. So I don't know what the future holds for him. I mean, hopefully for his sake, he can turn things around, but I'm not too optimistic. And also this year, supposedly, and I'm not a big college football fan, but supposedly it's supposed to be a good year for quarterbacks coming out. So I question that move, and he certainly hasn't looked that good so far.
No, he hasn't. And Marty, that's why it's always great to speak to you. You're the perfect caller. You get to the point.
I appreciate that.
You know, you get to you make your point, you get to the point, you explain it, and you do it in a succinct way where I can even go to the commercial break. Marty, I look forward to talking to you on the fan, okay?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. You have a great evening.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.